Pro Circuit Racing, based in Corona, California, and founded in 1978 by Mitch Payton, is known for two things: building high-quality horsepower and winning races. The name Pro Circuit is worldwide recognition that you have bought the best, and we strive to get you the very best products for your bike. From two strokes to four,
engine porting, suspension, and our top-rated exhaust products,
we cover it all.
Take a look at our own 2018 roster of Adam Cincirillo, Austin Faulkner, Garrett Marchbanks, and Martin Davalos. Visit ProCircuit.com for more info on all the services and products. Pro Circuit.
We race.
Yeah, fuck it. All right, Justin Barcia, I think this is three King of Bercy titles for you now. Good job this weekend, and it wouldn't be complete Justin Barcia experience without maybe taking down a pissing off some Frenchmen.
French people, yeah.
I thought it was fine. I thought the pass was fine, but when a guy goes down, then people are going to get upset.
Yeah, for sure. I sucked that he went down. It was like just, but he took out some guys this weekend, so it's all good.
Yeah, Savacci's probably fine with it.
Yeah, Savacci, Hill, I think everyone's probably all right with it, but no, it was a good race, and everyone was, like, no one fought this weekend, so that was cool.
But, dude, it was intense, like, all the races, except for that last one, kind of boring, but other than that, guys, you guys were going back and forth. You and Mookie swapped spots on the last lap twice. Like, it's been, like, over the weekend. Like, it's been a good weekend.
Yeah, me and Mookie had some really good racing this weekend, so I think Geneva will be exciting for sure. It was a great race. And track was actually pretty much the American spec, like, jump-wise. But, obviously, it's small. Yeah. So, it's just, like, 40-second lap times for, like, 20-plus laps gets quite boring. But the racing was always close pretty much the whole weekend. So, pretty exciting stuff.
The fact that you won, I mean, obviously, you know, you're an elite guy. You're one of the favorites coming in here. But, man, your starts were not that good all weekend. They were okay. And then you had to earn this thing. You had to really pass some guys.
Yeah, for sure. And I've been putting in a lot of work on my starts, and we still got a lot of work to do. So it was good to come here and, you know, see where we're at. I was like, in the beginning of the weekend, I wasn't quite in the fight at all in the starts. And then towards the end of the weekend, I was in the fight more. But, you know, I need to be better on my starts and got some work to do on the bike as well. So all in all, it was a good, like, little test to see where we're at. And, I want to say thank you to Yamaha France for, you know, all the support this weekend. It was really cool of them. And obviously Monster. Saw Knowles out here with Scott, which was cool. Like,
he just needed the air miles. Don't let him tell you that he did it out of the kindness of his heart.
He brought me goggles. I'm happy. And, it's good to see him here. And, obviously Alpine Stars always sends a guy out here. So all my sponsors were...
Okay. Normally, a guy like you normally ships a bike. This weekend, you had more of a production-based bike. And, we were talking yesterday. You like it.
Yeah, for sure. America Yamaha didn't really have any interest in this race so much. So it wasn't really – I didn't want to spend, like, $7,000 on shipping a bike. But at the same time, right now at home, I'm riding stock engine. So it didn't make – sense necessarily to ship a bike. Obviously there's a few more stock things on here than usual, but I'm quite happy with how the bike is on the track, like, power wise I do think I probably could use some power in certain areas, but I know the boys at home are already working on different stuff. And it was fun to ride the stock bike because I feel like I can, you know, ride it quite hard and ride it like myself a little bit, just rev the shit out of it. But I'm getting better at shifting a little, so that's good.
I just took a stock bike with it, just an exhaust, to a 14.9 finish in 45B class in Glen Helen. So I mean, I'm well aware of the stock potential of a Yamaha.
It's got potential, man. And I think Mookie was on quite a good normal bike, so Mookie is really fast in the whoops this weekend. I'd say that's
he was crushing it.
Yeah, he's always been the Stewart boys are good in the whoops. So got a few things to work on to get home, but all in all, it was good. And I'm happy with the outcome. Would have liked to get a few more wins and better starts, but try again soon.
You had to know you kind of had it in the bag that last main event. Did you, like, you were pushing to get Martin?
Yeah,
you pushed, but did you kind of know, like, you probably didn't even need him, but were you kind of doing that math?
I think I could have finished, like, seventh.
Yeah.
So I knew, like, but I pushed hard in the beginning, and then once I got a clear track behind Malcolm and Dylan, I pushed, but it wasn't really happening, and the track did get quite gnarly, so I just kind of got into my race and rode my race, and whatever happened kind of happened. But, I kept near the same. They were going a little quicker. I was good on clutches this weekend, which was crazy. I won clutch yesterday and one clutch today, but
that sounds pretty good. Yeah.
Yeah, it was good, but I fried my clutch a little last main event, so that didn't help that much. But usually these races, like you asked past mechanics, I would do like probably 4 or 5 clutches in a weekend. So
we're learning.
Yeah, things are coming around with the back to the basics, fixing the technique and fixing the motorcycle. It's cool.
Man, you've won it 3 times, I think, or 2 or 3 times. You have given some tremendous highlights at this race over the years as a guy watching them for everyone. So thanks for that. And what does it mean to you for this race?
To me, it means a lot. It's a special race. I looked on the USA won the overall again this year, and there's a few France on there, but there's a lot of USA. So it's cool, man. It feels good. It doesn't, you know, obviously it doesn't feel like at home win, but it feels good. I love Paris and I love coming here, and I haven't been here in like 2 years. So it's nice to be brought back, and I hope to come back next year and win again.
Nice work. Thanks.
Thank you. Appreciate it.